Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here with us once again. We appreciate you as always.
Yes, yes, yes. And we are like super excited. First of all, it's March. Hello, March. Okay.
Oh my God.
And March is like actually Robin's month again because it's her birthday month. So let's clear that. And I'm taking Robin out whether she wants to go or not. Even if I have to kidnap you, like pick you up, throw you over my shoulder. We're going out for your birthday.
Oh my God. Okay? I have to start mentally preparing because this is like you know, a semi milestone birthday. I'll be turning 45.
45. This is amazing.
Insane to me.
We celebrating, Robin.
So I'm just like, okay, do I have to, like, what do I need to do? It's also the month of March is my parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Which I'm like, I haven't planned anything surrounding that either. So
we got a lot to do, Missy.
We're all just like really low key. Like we just don't do.
Robin, you think I just met you?
You know that. No, but I'm saying my parents as well. Like we're just like, you know, we just don't do like huge celebrations all the time. But I think 50 years of being married.
Listen, you spent 50 years with some shoes or a purse. It is time for some acknowledgement, okay?
Right.
50 years with anything is a long time.
Right. Oh my God. Speaking of spending years with shoes and purses, I have been purging my closet for a few months now because I actually built a new closet in my house. I turned one of my guest bedrooms into a closet. Boop. I have gotten rid of so much stuff. Stuff. Like, it's so crazy how much we accumulate.
Yes. You know? Don't you feel good about it?
I do, because it's like, I mean, bags and bags and bags of clothes and shoes and handbags. And I'm just like, why do we accumulate so much stuff? Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, so how often do you purge?
When I just feel like my closet is getting overrun, I'm like, okay, maybe like twice a year.
Yeah. Do you have shoes that you've had for like longer than 10 years?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's still some shoes and bags and stuff that I can't depart with, like that I've had for probably damn near 20 years almost. But then there's some where it's just like, you think about how much money you paid for them. They were designer, whatever, at the time. And it's like, you almost get mad at yourself. Like, I can't believe I paid this much for these shoes. And I wore them twice. And they've been in my closet for 10 years or however long. Like, this is ridiculous. It's just, so I've been going through a lot of that emotionally, just letting go of stuff that I'm like, I spent a lot of money on it, but I haven't worn it. And it's got to go.
Let it go. The exciting part about today is that it's International Women's Day. Today is not the day, but it is happening. Reasonably Shady is so excited that we're able to, like, honor women. Like, yeah, that's what we need to be doing, honoring some women. And, you know, my shady moment, because that's how we always start this episode, has to do with Little Women Call My Children.
Mm, what did they do this time?
First of all, they're like, mommy, in their little car that they call Stink Bug, the oil change light was on. Okay. So I was like, okay, guys, I'll take it in. Not a problem. I take it in. And this car is rather old. Yeah. Right. And they're like, oh, ma'am, you, we can change the oil for you, but the oil is leaking into the oil pan.
Oh.
And, you know, engine, transmission, it's this, it's that. So I was like, what does that mean to me? Mm. And so they were like, I think we need to like handle this problem. Okay. Which was going to cost thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's just start there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I'd rather my kids be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
So just handle it.
Okay.
They said, cool. I go to the little people I live with, the little women, and I say, hey, your car is not going to be ready for two more days.
Okay.
They fell out. Like, they were like acting like it was an atomic bomb. Their hands were on their heads. They were screaming at the top of their lungs. They were like, no! They just were like going nuts. They're like, mommy, why did you do this to us?
What?
And I'm like, what? They're like, you're supposed to like fix all problems. Like, mom, like, why would they need the car for 2 days? What?
What?
So, Robin, I dropped that stupid Stink Bug off on Thursday.
Yeah.
Monday, it was still in there.
Yeah.
And they said they didn't know when it was going to be done.
Ooh.
Right? I keep forwarding the text message that they send me, I send to them. And for whatever reason, it's my fault.
Ooh.
And so I'm like, girls, let's be clear. I'm spending thousands of dollars on this stupid car that y'all call Stink Bug.
Right.
So deal with the fact that y'all need to be appreciative, number one. Number two, if you don't have a car for 5 minutes, calm down.
You'll be okay. That's what Uber is for.
So Uber your ass around town, okay?
Are they working?
So that's what they said. Well, we're babysitting and we need the car. And, you know, Adore does the cross now and she's trying out for the team. Not that she's not going to make it. And she's like, I have things to do. This is such an inconvenience. And mommy, why? Why would this happen? Why?
But they've only been driving this car for how long? They act like
5 minutes.
Right.
5 minutes. Okay. So these little women need to get it together.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah. They have it back now, thank God. But I was just like, I couldn't believe their reaction. They just like lost it.
So would you, because I know like you went out of town recently, would you let them drive your car while you're out of town? No.
Well, they actually didn't want to drive my car because they feel like it's too big and they would definitely wreck it.
Okay.
So they're fearful to drive my car, which is great.
Okay.
They will wait for Stink Bug to be back in stride again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they wanted to put a Band-Aid on it and then the Band-Aid would fall off and the thing would fall apart.
Yeah. But everybody relax. Calm down. It's okay. Okay. So there are some women that I want, we need to talk about, especially when it comes to contributions that they have done in science and in math. And there's like some badass women out here. And I feel like they don't get their due, Robin. They do not get their due.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The next time, Robin, that you use your navigation in your car or any navigation software like Google Maps, you can thank Dr. Gladys West, who is actually a Black woman, who's the inventor of GPS technology. Gladys West. Now, have you ever heard that name before? Have you ever has that ever been on your radar? Like, if we don't have navigation, we're screwed.
Right. And I'm just thinking of how significant that invention and convenience is, because you think back to the days when you had to pull out the paper map and, you know, write down where you were going first. I think when I started driving, that was when MapQuest was useful. So was she, did she contribute to the MapQuest stage or more to what's on our smartphones and in our vehicles now?
I think what's in our vehicles now, because she helped invent software like Google Maps. So Google Maps is kind of like what we use today.
Yeah.
She's the inventor of GPS technology.
Right.
Every day I use my GPS tech every day, every time I get in the car. So thank you, Gladys.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing. It's like, don't you wonder how that works? Because it's like where it shows you the traffic. I use it every day too, even if I know where I'm going, because I want to see what the traffic is like. And that's just,
yes.
So that's even amazing. It's just, you can get to your destination, but also get to it in the quickest way possible. That's, yeah. No, Gladys is the bomb. I would love to know more about her. You know what I'm saying? Like, where did she go to college? And what was, how did she get in this field? I always think when you think about technology, you don't see a lot of women in the technology field. Like, how did she get there?
Maybe she got in there kicking and screaming, or maybe she got in there because somebody, you know, realized that without her technology, they had to let her in.
Right.
I don't know her backstory, but even with the ladies from Hidden Figures, do you remember that? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those ladies, NASA did not want to use their knowledge. Mm-mm. They didn't want to respect the fact that they had the knowledge. They didn't want any parts of these Black women.
Right.
But because they were so bad,
right,
what they were doing, they had to acknowledge them. They had to give them the job. They had to find a bathroom for them to use as they're at work doing their job.
Right.
Like, all that kind of stuff is insanity. You know, my dad worked for NASA.
Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, these women were real. Mary Dorothy was one of them. And Barack Obama gave the Congressional Gold Medal, which is the highest honor presented by Congress to a civilian, to Darden, who was at that time, she was 77, and she's now the only living Hidden Figure. This was back in 2020. I'm not sure now. There was Katherine Johnson. Mm-hmm. All of these ladies, what's crazy is I can't even put my finger on how smart they are. Because it's space, aviation.
Yeah.
All of it. It's just like.
It is mind blowing. Right. We can't even wrap our head around just what they had to learn in order to do what they do. I mean, I worry about putting makeup on and, let me watch a makeup tutorial. Meanwhile, you have, women like this who, it's like, you wonder what inspired them to get into the field, but also just how does your brain work to even comprehend what is going on and then to make advancements in the field? It's crazy. I mean, it's just, and I thought I was a smart math student, but there's no way I can grasp what they learned. So your father was very familiar with them?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. And imagine if the movie was never made, we would still never know about them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
Yeah.
I think women are the most underrated people walking.
Yeah.
I think that forever and still to this day, the fact that we are paid pennies on the dollar to what men are paid for the same job is an absurdity.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, when I look at, because there's some women that talk about it publicly. I know Gabrielle Union from the entertainment industry, Reese Witherspoon, Viola Davis, they speak publicly about look, this is just not fair.
Yeah.
I read something that it's going to take a century, Robin, mm-hmm. for us to be equally paid with the rate we're going as men.
Yep.
And I have two daughters. Yep. So it's kind of like, why?
Yeah.
Get into Black women. Like, you know, we can't get, if white women are 85 cents on a dollar, we're like 60 cents 60, on a dollar.
Yeah. Right. So the gender pay gap, white women earn 82 cents for every dollar a man makes. African-American women earn 60 cents and Latinas earn 55 cents for every dollar earned by white non-Hispanic men. And then additionally, only 8.8% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women. And it's so crazy because women are just so brilliant. We're geniuses. We're hard workers. We're no nonsense. And this disparity still exists, which is insane to me.
And it's sad because, like, we are proven to be smarter. We're smarter than men.
Right.
Like, ain't no question about it. We're smarter than men.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if women actually were in power politically, you know, president,
yes,
vice president, you know, imagine that. Imagine how beautiful our country would be. We would not be this divided.
We would have beautiful flowers planted all over the place. We have beautiful trees. There would be peace. There'd be peace.
Right.
Everybody would be eating. Education would be through the roof. Like, think about all, because typically teachers are more women than men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about if they were paid properly.
Right.
Let's pay them. Come on, y'all.
Right.
We got to do better.
Right.
There's so many people that, you know, I always want to give a shout out. Anytime I talk about, like, women, I always want to give a shout out, obviously, to my mom, who was, you know, huge role model and example in my life. She always pushed me to be the best that I could possibly be, always affirmed that the sky's the limit, that there's nothing that I should ever be scared of or that should ever let stop me from getting anything that I wanted to do. And I appreciate that. And that I have instilled in my daughters. And, you know, I probably instilled it too much because these girls do.
You can't tell them anything.
But you need, like, strong women in your life. Listen, my mom, every day, Robin, and I did not pick this up as a mother, but every day, there was food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have a hot, fresh meal that was like not a repeat for like 30 days.
Right.
And now that I am a mother, that is like phenomenal.
It is.
Like,
it is.
She made sure we always ate together as a family.
Right.
Like, that instilled so much character and self-worth and value in me.
Yeah.
That I didn't appreciate at the time, of course, but that's not the point. Like, it was amazing.
Right. Of course. Of course. And with my mom, I always admired watching her be an entrepreneur. And I think a lot of that rubbed off on me because I would sit and watch her work. And, you know, my play time, especially by myself, would be to, like, pretend like I owned a store. And so, like, everything, I would put a price tag on everything. And I had my little pretend customers and I'm ringing them up. And because I'm watching my mom, she didn't have a retail store, but, you know, I'm watching her deal with her clients and the people who, you know, came in for business. And, it definitely rubbed off on me to the point where I knew that as I got older, that I wanted to have a business for myself. And I think, you know, you didn't see a lot of female business owners, especially Black female business owners. And so anytime I see a female entrepreneur who has grown their business, you know, especially from the bottom to, you know, great success. You have Camille Rose, the hair care products that are sold everywhere. The founder of that, her name is Janelle Stevens. I mean, she has built that brand from her kitchen, you know, just making hair products. And so for me, women like that really inspire me because I'm like, oh, okay, like, I can do that. And so, you know, you saw me on the Real Housewives of Potomac come up with an idea for satin line hats. And that was just a natural entrepreneurial idea that, to me, was inspired by watching other women have ideas and just go for them. And so always have to shout out women who just go for it.
Yes. And even with what we do, like, we're housewives and we came, you know, Potomac came, what, 6 years after New York and Atlanta and Beverly Hills and OC. So I would look at like a Candy Burris.
Mm-hmm.
Like Candy was so inspirational from a business perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's on this housewife show. She came in already as a, you know, Grammy winning singer and just started like building businesses.
Right. Yeah.
And it's so inspirational. We look at like Kyle Richards. I remember she had all of her stores, even Vicki Gulvison,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that like insurance company.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was an industry that you didn't see a lot of women in insurance. And for her to own the agency, not just to be an agent, that was pretty significant and impressive.
Yes. Even, you know, in the past we've had, you know, things to say about Bethany Frankel, like from a business perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, she started her Skinny Girl. She sold the company for $1 trillion. And that is just inspirational
right.
for us coming into the industry, also housewives, and seeing what we can do to benefit us from a business perspective outside of what we're doing on the show.
Right.
And, you know, I've actually talked to Candy about, you know, off camera, about her being truly inspirational, especially to Black women,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Candy like does it all. She like had the bedroom candy. She,
oh my gosh.
Candy coated nights.
Yes.
And it all worked. And now she has like all the restaurants and, you know, she took that platform and she made it work for her businesses, which is respectable.
Right. And it's inspirational, not just to us as housewives, but to women viewers who are watching the show. And they're seeing, okay, I can reach for other things. I can do other things. There are other opportunities out there for me. I can make things happen for myself. I think that's one of the beauties of us being on reality TV and taking risks and showing our lives and really just doing things and sharing it with people, is that we are able to influence and inspire other people and give them ideas. I mean, I know, you know, just from the business that people saw me start on the show, I've had people reach out like, you know, how do you start? Where do you go? And, right. and it's just great for people to actually see like, no, this is something that you can really do yourself. And if you really, 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 really put the time and effort and energy into it, you can build it into something amazing.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Along the lines of entertainment, I want to talk about women in sports, particularly in male-dominated sports. So we now are seeing more and more women on the sidelines in the NFL, the NBA. Particularly, there's a woman named Sandra Douglas Morgan, who was, in the past few years, appointed to be the president of the Oakland Raiders in the NFL. So she is the first, the first Black female team president in the NFL. And that's major, because in the NFL, I mean, for a long time, it's only white men that dominate the NFL. Or if there is a woman involved, it's because it was passed down in her family, or she married into it, or it was her father's team or something like that. And so to see a woman in the front office, the president of the Oakland Raiders, that is amazing. A couple other women who have done amazing things that women typically haven't done in sports. Lamar Jackson is a, you know, the best quarterback in the world from the Baltimore Ravens. Instead of hiring an agent, Lamar Jackson hired his mother to negotiate his contract. So her name is Felicia Jones, and he held out. Like, with the Ravens, he was up for a new contract, and they held pretty firm for a long time, and he was able to get a 5-year, $260 million contract, and he put his trust in his mother to help him negotiate his contract. Another female agent who helped Jalen Hurts get, at the time, it was like historically the largest contract extension in the NFL. Her name is Nicole Lynn. She is one of my sorority sisters. She's a Delta. She helped Jalen sign a $255 million contract. And so those are rooms. Yes. Those are rooms that women were never in. Like, you never heard of anything, especially to that degree. And so I love seeing stuff like that, because women love sports too, and women can make good decisions for sports teams. And we don't have to only work in women's sports. We can be great contributors to men's sports. And, you know, I'm grateful that some of these teams and these athletes are putting their trust in women. I've actually seen female coaches on the men's side as well. I think there's a female.
Works for the Commanders, yeah, I believe.
Yes. On the Commander yes. staff. Basketball, there was a female on like the Wizards staff. I think she was a player. So she was like, she played in the WNBA, Christy Tolliver. And then they let her, you know, coach during the NBA season. So the sky is really the limit for women, but we still are facing a huge pay gap, gender inequality, but you know, we're getting there.
I want to tell like the good old boys, like the rooms that are filled with nothing but old white men. Aren't y'all tired of talking to each other? Aren't y'all tired of thinking the same? Aren't y'all tired of just having the same dumbass conversation? Like, don't you want a different perspective? Don't you want to, like, be able to know what, like, the other gender that you actually live this life with is thinking?
Right.
Like, wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want the diversity? Wouldn't you want the other walks of life? I don't understand why they are so hell bent about not letting anybody else in.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. I mean, I think the easy answer is it's a power thing. They want to just maintain power. But I think the smart thing would be to realize women are huge decision makers in their household. They drive the economy. And so it would behoove everyone to involve women in the decision-making process, because we're actually going to make sure that things are done right the first time and that it's inclusive and that it's, you know, attractive, all of that type of stuff. And so I'm not trying to take away anything from any men, but to think that they can do everything without women's contributions is just ridiculous. And like I said, if not only in politics, but across the board, if women were in positions of power or leadership, not just in politics, but business and whatever else and entertainment, I think we would be much further along in all of those industries. So,
100%. But I mean, look how long it took to get any woman in the White House. Any woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took, 200,000 years? I mean, like, you know, we appreciate you, sis.
Yeah.
You got the weight of the world on your shoulder, but like I feel like Joe had his back up against the wall when he decided to make a woman his running mate. Like, he didn't have a choice in the issue. I think Jill, like, hemmed him up in the closet and was like, this is what you don't do.
Right.
What you don't do is to the women.
Right.
But like, thank God for that. Like, it, you know, it's nice. It makes me feel a sense of comfort when I know that we're being represented in decisions that affect the country.
Yes.
Women's thoughts just at the table.
Right.
Like, it's okay, men. It's okay.
Right. And it's not just because we're making decisions for things that pertain to women, like women's reproductive rights and all of that type of stuff. Like, yes, but it's across the board. Like, no, we need to contribute everywhere, in every segment, technology, infrastructure, whatever, business. I mean, it's just, but to think that there are men making decisions for women in our bodies and all of that, that's
Listen, one of the reasons why I started Every You was because men make makeup
right
for women.
Right.
I don't know what the hell y'all doing. Thank God Fenty came along, because, you know, at least we know that Rihanna is, you know, us, and she understands our skin and she's a woman and she gets it. But like, men should not have any say really in things that pertain to women.
Mm-mm.
Do you have a male gynecologist or female?
No, female.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes. I don't want a man down there looking at my stuff.
Right.
If I have cramps or if I'm not feeling well, going through my pregnancy, all of that.
Right.
Like, she understands what I'm feeling. She understands what I'm thinking. And she can be my advocate.
Right. But think about, I mean, I know when I was younger, I really didn't know of many female gynecologists. And just think about how far we've come in that field. It was because the medical field was dominated by men. And so men could get into the gynecological field because it wasn't that many women in the medical field, period, which is insane. But no, it was, I was blessed. My mom was blessed to have a female gynecologist, and I just, you know, went to her, and all of my gynecologists have been females.
Yeah.
I saw a post on Instagram recently. It was like a tweet, and some man, I think he was a politician, said something about birth control is not a healthcare expense. And a woman responded to his tweet like, birth control helps control my hormone issues, you dimwit. So it is a health expense. Like, it is related to my health. It's not just about preventing me from getting pregnant. Like, it actually is.
Right.
Like, so it's just like, men are just making, they're making statements and they're making decisions based on stuff that they aren't even informed about. And that's just wrong. And that's why we need to continue to address the inequality, the gender inequality everywhere. And that's why women need to continue to do what they're doing. And we need to continue to inspire. And we hope all the young ladies that come after us are watching and being motivated to act.
Funny story about you went to the gynecologist of your mom's. So the lady that helped deliver my children, they have started to go to her as their gynecologist.
Wow. Yes.
So I'm like, I told her, I'm like, at some point in time, you have to retire.
Right.
Please don't retire on my kids' watch. So you might have to like be rolling yourself in here when you're like 102.
Right. I mean, that is like a very intimate person in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just bounce from gynecologist to gynecologist.
Yes, for sure.
I did have one. Oh, I hated it. I was in Toronto. Juan was playing for the Toronto Raptors, and I was pregnant with Corey. And I ended up having to go to it was the only gynecologist really up there because they have like free health care. And so things were a little bit different. So it was a male gynecologist that I went to because for whatever reason, I couldn't find a female. And I was so uncomfortable. I was just like, oh no, like I don't want to do this. And like, luckily he was traded before Corey was delivered. And I just came back home to my female gynecologist.
Thank God. Right.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, I don't want this. And I know a lot of male gynecologists make a living. So I'm not trying to discourage anyone, but it's just good to have that option to go to a female when you're dealing with your reproductive health.
Yes. And they need to get paid the same.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
So do you feel like there's any other woman in your life that like stands out as like somebody that has mentored you or helped you through, I don't know, anything?
Yeah.
Especially I'm thinking, you know, you were an NBA wife and that was like a lot to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Charisse, like I'm sure Charisse was like very, very motherly and mentory to you.
I feel like in the NBA, you have wives who, it's hard to have your own career if your husband is a professional athlete because the husbands, you know, aren't in the same city all the time. Like you might be in your playing city for 8 months out of the year, and then you go back to your home base for 4 months out of the year, and then you might get traded to another city. So it's really hard to establish, you know, any type of career or business when you're a professional athlete's wife. So I was always inspired by the ones who I saw who actually had their own business or had their own career despite their husband being a professional athlete. So a lot of women would get into real estate, you know, because you can kind of take that wherever. There would be some women who would be teachers. You know, back then, you still didn't see a whole lot of like entrepreneurs or business owners as far as like e-commerce and stuff. But, you know, now I think if Juan was in the NBA today and we're in the same situation, I would probably establish some sort of e-commerce business. That, you know, where you can just sell from wherever. But I was fortunate to work for my friend Abba Kwao,
yes,
who has a prestigious, successful PR firm in DC. And we would do PR and events. And I was able to work remotely. This was actually like the first time I even realized you could do stuff like this. So I would work. I was living in Portland, Oregon, working remotely on events that Abba's clients were having in DC. So like De Beers was doing a grand opening. Another jewelry store. Like we were planning really big, nice events. And so working for Abba, just watching her work, watching her schmooze, her business is called TAAPR, in a male-dominated industry in DC, and she's an African woman, so a white male-dominated industry in DC. She's a Black African woman who had a very successful PR business. Being able to work for her and seeing her navigate that industry with such class and such great execution. I mean, her service is top notch. Her business, her events are top notch. Her clients got what they needed out of the PR, in the PR world from her. That always inspired me just to see how she was able to navigate like such a conservative town in being a Black African woman.
I love Abba, and I love, she's always just like a great resource.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never thought about, I mean, obviously I know Abba, so I know she's a Black woman, but I never thought about how that industry is so male dominated, mm-hmm. white male dominated. So yeah. Okay. Abba might be like our inspirational sister of the month.
I mean, her clients range like a high end designer, Carolina Herrera, and like I said, De Beers, and now she's working with the top chefs of the world, the Gordon Ramsays and the Philippe Chow, and any new restaurant that comes to DC, the high end restaurant, that's her client almost. And so to see her just do what she does, and look, I always say, like, once I'm finished with Housewives, I'll just go back to and work for Abba, because I was working for her season one. It was a lot. Like, we had so many grand openings going on. And then season two, we started filming. It was like 2 weeks into filming. I was like, I have to quit my job because I just didn't have the time to devote to our clients and to film. And so I had to quit. And so, I always have a job waiting for me to go back to.
Because, I want you to get me like into the restaurant opening.
Oh yeah, so yes. You call me. Can you give me a reservation? Yeah. No, I mean, it's just been like such a inspiration and a blessing to watch an actual friend, a close friend, build her business and be one of the top PR agencies in the city of DC. So.
Yeah, I love it. When I first got married, and I married a pastor, and I didn't know what on earth I was doing, and I was like thrown into like the world of First Lady and whatever that means for a mega church. Mm-hmm. I just remember like there were, I always had like Jamal's mom, mm-hmm. Married to Jamal's dad, who was a big time bishop at the time. There was always just women that knew like I'm struggling. Help me. There's like Patrice Ellis, who's married to Bishop Neil Ellis. Mm-hmm. She's been amazing to me, like even to this day. Elaine Flake, Joanne Browning, mm-hmm. like they would always give me love, check on me, and just like make sure that I was okay.
Right.
And we just got to check on in
yes.
with each other. Because it's actually sometimes very difficult
right.
to be a woman in this country.
Yeah.
And every now and again, we just need to check on each other. So that, that is my advice
yeah.
to all of us. Like, check on each other.
Yeah, I agree. And, a lot of women look at each other as competition. So, or they don't want to see another woman in their lane doing better than them. And so, but I think the only way we really win is if we encourage one another, we support one another, we lift one another up, we share our resources with one another. I mean, there's room for everyone to eat.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. We're going to get out of here, but Reasonably Shady is celebrating International Women's Day this week. We are just excited because we're able to honor incredible women at the network and worldwide. And we are happy to uplift women anytime, any day.
Yes. And although International Women's Day is Friday, March 8th, every day should be International Women's Day. So make sure you are doing what you can to honor the women in your life, the women that inspire you, and to push women's initiatives and to close that pay gap.
Yes. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady and be the best woman you can be.
Yes, or woman supporter. All right, bye, or both. Bye.
We mentioned it all throughout today's show, but the team here at Reasonably Shady is celebrating International Women's Day this week. For more programming honoring the incredible women at the network and worldwide, head over to iHeart Podcast International Women's Day feed by searching Women Take the Mic wherever you look for podcasts. We're featured alongside great shows like Angela Yee's Lip Service, very special episodes with Dana Schwartz, and more. That's Women Take the Mic on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.